So welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra. This is a practice that invites you into a state of deep rest, a state that invites you to drop all of the busyness of the day and the week, and to let yourself rest in a more timeless place, a place where there's nothing that you need to do, a place where you are already complete, and that resting here in this moment is really all that needs to be done. And so taking those last few moments to adjust yourself to be more warm or comfortable, and feeling the eyes dropping towards the back of the head, and feeling the soft ripple of the breath as it moves through the stillness of the body. And letting yourself enter into this journey of really returning back to your true self, your truest nature, beyond all the labels and identities we give ourselves, to something much more timeless and something which connects us deeply to one another. And just having that sense there of connection, how important it was for you to be here this evening, that your presence makes all the difference. And just considering that idea for the life that you are living, that your presence is making all the difference. That we are all needed here, exactly as we are, learning and exploring and growing as we go. And so just feel that sense of the whole back of your body melting towards the mat, as though the mat were rising up to greet the body, and you were able just to let go of the weights, let go of the burdens and responsibilities. You can always pick them up again. And just letting them go for now, as you feel the body sinking towards the earth. And as we know, it's the new moon, a dark sky, and this sense of possibility just lingering. Maybe there's also that feeling of tiredness and achiness and just can't go on. But also that little spark of possibility that keeps us going, that keeps that human spirit and soul keep moving forward no matter what. And then just beginning to feel how the whole body is being held, how the whole body, the muscles and the bones and the tissues and the organs, the whole body is being held. And how the breath moves through the body and the blood moves through the body. And perhaps for some of us, the awareness of that blood to release, that need to release and let go of the blood as part of the menstrual cycle. Some of us, more than others, may be feeling that right now. And then just being with that tension, being with the waiting, the in between, not quite here, not quite there. Getting comfortable with the in-between space. And preparing to begin to journey around your body. To take that wonderful mind of yours and to start to invite it to visit each part of the body, knowing that the body is so happy to greet the mind. And starting today inside of the mouth, as if just discovering the mouth, the sides of the mouth, the roof and the floor of the mouth, the tongue, the teeth, all of the tastes inside the mouth, the soft lips and the jaw, the soft cheeks and the ears. And getting really curious in the ears and what is behind each ear, behind the right ear, what's there? And behind the left ear, what's there? And then feeling both ears and back to the cheeks and to the tip of the nose. The channels of the nostrils and that point between the eyebrows where the channels of the nostrils meet. The point between the eyebrows where the channels of the nostrils meet. And then sensing into the eyes, the space around the eyes, the skin below the eyes. The heaviness of the eyelids. And the colour and image that is behind the eyelid, even with the eyes closed, how we can still see. And there is another way of seeing. And then into the temples and across the forehead, up into the scalp, as though the scalp were just lifting its grip on the skull, as though the scalp were just lifting its grip on the skull and feeling the very top of the head, the very crown of the head, the back of the head and the base of the skull. And then running your mind down the back of the neck to the front of the throat and across the tops of the shoulders and down both arms. So the right arm and the left arm. Taking your mind down both arms into the wrists and the hands, the right wrist and right hand, the left wrist and left hand. Feeling the sensation in the palms of the hands, maybe some warmth or some coolness, some tingling, some other sensation in the palms of the hands, the thumbs and all of the fingers. Greeting and welcoming your arms. And then tracing your arms back to their source, all the way back to the heart space. And then feeling into the breasts, the left breast and the right breast, and both of the breasts. And then that protective structure of the rib cage. And the awareness of lungs and heart within the ribs. And the sheath of the shoulder blades, the right side and the left side, and both shoulder blades. And and that length of spine running down the back, from the back of the head, in between the shoulder blades, and down through the middle back and lower back to the tailbone, the whole length of the spine and everything on the right side of the spine and the left side of the spine, and the whole back of the body, becoming aware of the whole back of the body, and then hugging round the right waist and the left waist to the front of the abdomen, and feeling that space above the belly button and the space below the belly button, and then the belly button itself, as if you could just drop a little bit deeper into the belly button. Where does it begin, the belly button? Can you just drop into the belly button? And then from the navel, dropping down into your pelvis, as though drawing a little line between the navel and the pubis bone at the front of the pelvis. And around on the right side of the pelvis and the left side, meeting at the back of the pelvis. And then dropping down into the floor of the pelvis, as though exploring this cave of sensation and feeling. Feeling numb is also a feeling. And just sensing into that whole area. And feeling how the legs just pour like waterfalls, just pouring from the pelvis, the right leg and the left leg, and the right ankle and foot, and the left ankle and foot, and feeling both of the legs and both of the feet and the soles of the feet, as though something were drawing you back to the earth. And the feeling of all the toes on both feet. And then sensing the whole of the body, the whole right side of the body and the whole left side of the body, the whole front of the body and the whole back of the body, and the whole of the body. And then feeling how the breath moves through the body. And just feeling where that breath ends and begins. As though the breath were just ebbing and flowing through your body, a little bit like the tide washing in and out of the shoreline. Can you watch this breath as it expands your body and then softens the body? And sensing already this cycle that is happening within you, something very real, the cycle of the breath. And perhaps as you feel into that cycle of the breath, you might also be aware of the cycle of the womb. If you know where you are in your cycle, if that applies. Being aware of the cycle of the seasons. Into autumn now. Past equinox. Moving away from the light and towards the dark. And that cycle of the moon, as we come to end one chapter and start another. And just sensing all of this within you and without you. Whilst sensing how you are anchored in stillness, something in you unmoving and unchanging, anchored in your stillness, getting comfortable with change. And so, taking your awareness to the boundaries of the body, to your fingertips and your toes. Feeling the touch of material, whether that's clothing or blankets or eye pillows. Feeling the touch of material against the skin. Beginning to sense the circle that you are in, how together we have been threaded and joined on this practice of Yoga Nidra, and that we start to come back to the circle, come back to the outer landscape slowly now. Just letting the sounds drift in and out. The sound of your own breath. And the feeling of your body resting on the earth.